You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to EastCon 2024. I like to say EastCon now, you know, hashtag EastCon. So we have some more folks. We have some more folks in the chair. We're going to let them introduce themselves, tell us who they are, and what school they go to. So here we go.
My name is John Martinez, and I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Lakeside Junior High.
I'm Sala, and I also go to Lakeside Junior High, and I'm also ninth grade.
I'm Emily. I also go to Lakeside Junior High, and I'm also in ninth grade.
Awesome. So is this your first conference, second, third, 12th, 15th? Way back to pre-kindergarten. No, I'm just kidding.
This is my second
conference. Your second? Yeah.
This is my fourth.
Awesome.
This is my third.
Yeah. So you guys are veterans then. You've done this before at least once. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So this year I know that you guys are semifinalists in Samsung competition?
We've won state.
Oh, see, it changed since the last time I looked at the information.
Last we heard it was semifinalists, and now you've got state. So
what the heck?
Talk about that. Yeah. What is that? And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
In this competition, Samsung Solve for Tomorrow, we submitted our project, and against everyone else in the state, we had won it, and we just submitted a video about, like, last week that we'll see if we win nationally.
But you had to win state to go to nationals, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So here's a great question. What was the project?
Yeah, that's
what was it? What did you submit?
It was, the prize was, like, $12,000.
Yeah.
That we won.
Yeah.
What was the project?
So, yeah, go ahead.
The project is called See the Sound. It's a weather app that also has different kinds of abilities for people of hard of hearing. Basically, we always get alerted through audios. So if there were to be a tornado right now, there would be an audio alert to alert us. But people who are deaf and have hard of hearing, they do not get alerted properly, and it could be really dangerous for them. So we decided to create an app that uses light to alert them. So what we did is that we used APIs to connect to different weather apps to ours. So in that way, whenever there is a national alert, instead of having an audio alert, the phone will start flashing a bright certain color to match the weather.
Oh, sure.
Say?
Like a red for a tornado or
yes,
a blue for...
It would start flashing a bright red light for tornado for a minute and 30 seconds at least. This app is also Bluetooth, so if you do have a smart lamp or a smart device that could connect to anything, you can connect the app so in that way it can start flashing the colors too. The app will also start vibrating on the phone, so that's just also another way, so now we can alert the victims in time, so now they can get to safety.
Wow.
Yes, that is amazing.
So who came up with that? Who was the initial idea person?
This project came up when the recent tornado happened in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah.
And one of our classmates was hard of hearing and didn't hear the alerts. So then we thought of creating a weather app that alerts not by sound but by color.
That's genius.
Yeah. That's genius. Isn't it amazing how East provides the opportunity for you guys to be able to provide solutions for fellow classmates? And then ultimately for, you know, potentially everybody in the world who needs that particular thing. I mean, so talk about that experience. What was that like, knowing you were working on this project or any other project that you've worked on that you know is going to benefit somebody directly? So talk about that.
It's such a rewarding feeling knowing that I'm helping someone. And it's just like, I know what makes me and all of my other classmates a better person. I know that I can use these skills that I learned today in my East classroom forever.
Yeah.
I never thought I would have the opportunity to impact somebody's life in such a way. That is honestly amazing. I never thought that East would be able to give me these sort of opportunities or give me some sort of skills that I didn't even know that I could have.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's just such an amazing experience overall, because these skills we learn, we can interpret them, and then we could just like also spread all of these skills and help other people, so in that way they can learn what we learned, and there's just a bigger community doing what we're doing. So in that way, not only is a smaller community being impacted, but companies and neighborhoods and families all over the world can also be impacted.
That's cool.
In all my time in East, I've never thought with all the projects I've made, I never thought I would come to this level with actually potentially saving people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, isn't that? So other projects at your booth. So because I know you've done more projects than this. So what else did you bring to your booth here at the conference?
With like past projects that we've made?
Yeah, did you, at your booth, is it just the app, or do you guys have some other things you're kind of highlighting from your year?
We have other projects, like, what was one of them?
Don't you hate it when somebody goes, tell me what you're going
to put you
on
the spot.
I can't really remember the title of one of them. But there's this one where we had someone's grandmother affected, where she fell and like the thing that she was wearing that would alert someone to like help her, it ripped off of her clothing. So our other classmates are coming up with a solution to where it's like a clothing sensor so that it doesn't rip off when like anything dangerous happens.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, fall protected kind of thing. Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool.
There's also a kayaking one where I think she's trying to create a sensor that if it were to sense some sort of danger or some sort of drowning situation, the kayak would self-inflate to save the person in the kayak, which is honestly really amazing because I didn't know that would be possible.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like it rights itself and, you know, and keeps it stabilized. That's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, as someone that's scared to death of doing that, that would be...
And there's another one where one of our classmates is trying to help dogs that have either one limb, two, or just none, where they're trying to create a device where you just put the dog on it and they could just roll around.
Oh, that's cool. As a dog person, I respect that tremendously. Yeah, so he knows I'm a big dog person, so my dog is my baby. So anyway, so... So here, biggest, funnest, coolest thing you do when you come to conference? Because you guys have been a lot of times. Did you guys go to the Fusion dance party thing? Or you kind of,
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah. But you've done it before, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're like, I don't want to do that again.
That's for the newcomers.
That's right. That's what that is, isn't it? But, you know, what's your biggest takeaway from this, you know? Just getting to see other East folks and, you know, hang out with cool people.
I think it's being able to talk to a lot of other people and get like their input and like see what goes on around in their community and like everything that they do to help others. And it's just like a really nice like experience to be able to talk to so many different people and like different age groups, especially. I mean, there's just so many new experiences that come out of conference.
Yeah. You know, some guests earlier, some students said that they were younger students, much younger than you. They said they like being treated like they're mature, like they're adults. Like, you know, this is about them, and it is about you guys. It's about what you've accomplished and what you do, so that's cool.
It's really nice because everybody will have the same chance and opportunity to share their stories and to share what they have accomplished. So not only does it help them speak out their voice, but it also helps others create more ideas to help their community. So in some sort of way, it's like spreading connections and spreading more ideas just by one day, which can make so much more of a difference. And it's honestly just amazing because then you also make more connections of making friends and meeting people who have the same kind of skills as you or the same interests as you.
Yeah, yeah, that's really cool.
How about you?
As what Emily was saying, it's a really good thing for like newcomers to get ideas or just thinking that maybe they want to do East in future years and just giving them ideas for future projects that they might want to do.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, gang, I want to say thanks for coming on our show.
Of course.
Emily, Sala, John, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great rest of the conference.
It was nice to meet you.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.